Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 6. Takeover Technique. 1. We shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, reservoirs of colossal riches, upon which, even large fortunes of the Goyim, will depend to such an extent, that they will go to the bottom, together with the credit of the states, on the day after the political smash. 2. You gentlemen here present, who are economists, just strike an estimate of the significance of this combination. 3. In every possible way, we must develop the significance of our supergovernment by representing it as the protector and benefactor of all those who voluntarily submit to us. 4. The aristocracy of the Goyim, as a political force, is dead. We need not take it into account. But as landed proprietors, they can still be harmful to us, from the fact that they are self-sufficing in the resources upon which they live. It is essential, therefore, for us, at whatever cost, to deprive them of their land. This object will be best attained by increasing the burdens upon landed property, in loading lands with debts. These measures will check land holding and keep it in a state of humble and unconditional submission. 5. The aristocrats of the Goyim, being hereditarily incapable of contenting themselves with little, will rapidly burn up and fizzle out. We shall enslave Gentiles. 6. At the same time, we must intensively patronize trade and industry, but, first and foremost, speculation, the part played by which is to provide a counterpoise to industry. The absence of speculative industry will multiply capital in private hands and will serve to restore agriculture by freeing the land from indebtedness to the land banks. What we want is that industry should drain off from the land both labor and capital, and by means of speculation, transfer into our hands all the money of the world, and thereby throw all the Goyim into the ranks of the proletariat. Then the Goyim will bow down before us, if for no other reason, but to get the right to exist. 7. To complete the ruin of the industry of the Goyim, we shall bring to the assistance of speculation the luxury which we have developed among the Goyim, that greedy demand for luxury, which is swallowing up everything. We shall raise the rate of wages, which, however, will not bring any advantage to the workers, for, at the same time, we shall produce a rise in prices of the first necessaries of life, alleging that it arises from the decline of agriculture and cattle breeding. We shall further undermine artfully and deeply sources of production by accustoming the workers to anarchy and to drunkenness, and side by side therein, taking all measure to extirpate from the face of the earth all the educated forces of the Goyim. 8. In order that the true meaning of things may not strike the Goyim before the proper time, we shall mask it under an alleged ardent desire to serve the working classes and the great principles of political economy about which our economic theories are carrying on an energetic propaganda.